What is going on, you guys? This is a brand new episode of Dad Rabbit Talks Too Much coming at you guys right now. We are in the fourth quarter of Dame Time versus LeBron James and his Lakers. What is going on? This man does not want to lose. Oh, wait. This is the wrong podcast? No, it's not. Yeah. LeBron James does not want... Yo, I'm telling you, this ain't... Let me make my point. Okay, I'm sorry about that, you guys. My producer's coming in, you know, But let me just make a point right now, right? LeBron's focus right now during this time, in the last couple of games, especially the first game, it was just chaotic. You know what I'm saying? They came in thinking they already owned the place. They came in thinking that everyone was an understanding that, listen, LeBron's the king. You know what I'm saying? And everything else should fall to order. But you know what he didn't do? He didn't do the work. If I'm being honest, and I know a lot of sports broadcasters would have their opinions on this, but listen to where I'm going with this. He didn't put in the work. A lot of us in life, we want to communicate messages, but we never put the work in communicating them. Me, I'll be honest, I suck at communication. I feel like I do with the people who matters most to my life. And I just keep it inside because I just want them, I want to assume that they already know because I want them to get smarter. But if I never tell them, how are they going to get smarter? And that's the thing that I keep putting myself down for, right? We all have parents, obviously, and we get our parents tell us to do things and they don't tell us to do things, but they get mad at both regardless. They get mad if we don't do the things they tell us, and we get mad if we don't do the things they never told us. And I'm finding, honestly, myself getting into that path a lot lately where I'm getting upset at people for not knowing things I never told them because I'm assuming that they know better. And the same thing keeps happening to me. And at that point, it just puts a losing scenario. LeBron James lost the first game. You know what I'm saying? Assuming that everyone could do their jobs. Assuming that... You know, they were going to win, assuming that nothing needed to be communicated to the shooters or anybody else. The second and third game, he made sure there was not just communication, but there was understanding at that point. And when you understand each other, the power of communication is truly unlocked in an exponential way. Because at that moment, you're not just communicating, but you are connecting. To where it's not just the words that you say, but it's things you do. And everything you do has a pattern and a meaning to where the more you communicate, the more work you put them up front. You don't even need to say much anymore later on. But you're ready to. You're ready to because during this restart, he was communicating during the regular season, but he was ready to when he lost that first game. And I want to let you guys know right now, we're in the relationships in our life, we're on friendships, we're dating, X, Y, and Z, married, but even siblings sometimes. But sometimes you just gotta make it known what you're feeling as you're feeling it, when you're feeling it, and why. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it to ourselves instead of divulging it with others and them understanding our thought process, but instead we only show them the results can sometimes be very confusing for them. It's like, oh, wait, why? You were just here, but now you're there. And it's like, you know, as I said in this podcast several times, that person that shifts business ideas every 3-4 weeks. I want to shed some light on that person. They probably are going through a roadmap and a journey of their life that they're not showing as much as their decisions, which is why it's so confusing at how you got your decision. But when we see the backstage and like, hey, I came to the decision because of this, because of this or this, or I'm not even at the decision yet, but I'm just thinking this over. I need your opinion. I want this to be a group thing. At that point, you know what I'm saying? We see, okay, they did this, so they felt this way, so they moved this way, so they thought this way, they learned this, and that's why they're going to this. You know, it's from that communication that you see a beautiful level of understanding. And that beautiful level of understanding creates fruit of connection between you and the person you're communicating to where you can communicate without even saying anything, as I stated previously. But instead, they see you, they know you, and they're like, oh, he's about that action, he's about that action, he's about that action. You get what I'm saying? But really, the whole message for you guys today, I want to communicate this to you guys. Communicate to understand and listen to understand. Don't just do it to do it. Don't do it to just show it. People are more important than that. And that's one thing I'm really learning. I really do apologize for anybody listening to this right now. Not just recently, but just period. My whole life. Because there's a ton of people who I communicated with ignorance towards. And I just want to let you guys know I'm sorry. I am so sorry for that. I love you guys so, so much. Everyone listening right now, take care. And share this with a friend. There's power and understanding. And the power that's unlocked through true communication. This has been another episode of That Rabbit Talks So Much. I love you guys so much. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your day.